Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, at last, something impressive from artificial intelligence.
You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in life.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Elaine's the first person to message into the show today. She says, good morning, Dave and the team. I just had to tell you about last night. We were in Glasgow at the Hydro to see The Killers. Travis with a support band. OMG. What a great show that both the bands put on. I mean, that is a great double bill, isn't it?
That's a crazy
one. We gave away tickets to that, to see The Killers and Travis. What a show. Thanks, Elaine. Glad you had a good time. Right, let's get down to merchandise, shall we? Your final chance of the working week to ink yourself up with the show logo. But don't worry, they're only temporary tattoos. But they do look pretty good. We've gone for just above the builder's crack yesterday. Yeah, which is quite a nice place to have me. You know what I mean? All you need to do is enter the ink tank. I'm going to play you a clip from yesterday's show. The tattooist needle is all over a key part. Identify what's beneath and you can win yourself the tats. So this clip comes from the cool badge segment when I upset dog owners all over the UK.
For the dogs
of the UK. Let's give them one little treat.
Where my dog's at.
Okay, here we go.
Some people just like to watch the world burn.
So, what exactly did I do to upset dogs up and down the country? A, play the Ring doorbell chime, or B, blow a raspberry on Matt Dyson's lovely hairy little tummy?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is time to enter the ink tank, and I'm taking a listener by the hand, and we are walking in side by side, and that person is Debbie. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Debbie, welcome to the show. Debbie is a ward clerk at Royal Bolton Hospital. She loves a bit of absolute 80s, and we love you for that, Debbie. Debbie, are you heavily inked up? What kind of coverage
have
you got? You are, okay. When did you get your first tattoo, and what is it?
When I was 18 and I joined the Royal Navy, I got the Red Rose of Lancashire.
Wow, oh, okay. Nice. And how many have you added to that body of yours since you were 18, Debbie?
Quite a lot. I've got a whole sleeve, back coverage, and others on the legs.
Okay, well, is there any room for little Davey?
Yes.
Is little Davey's show logo got any space on that. Debbie? Where's Davey going to go, Debbie? Where?
I'll be putting little Davey close to my chest.
That's exactly where little Davey wanted to go, Debs. Are we going on holiday together?
Yes, I'll be taking you to Benidorm.
Look at this. It's all going so well. All you need to do is tell us what's beneath the little clip that I played just moments ago. I'm going to play it for you again just to remind you. Here we go.
For all the dogs of the UK.
Let's give them one little treat.
Where my dog's at.
Okay, here we go.
Some people just like to watch the world burn.
So, what did I do to upset dogs and their owners up and down the UK yesterday, Debbie? Did I play the Ring doorbell chime, or did I blow a raspberry on Matt Dyson's lovely little hairy tummy? Which one is it?
Dave, you played the Ring doorbell chime.
I did, Debbie. And you know what? Whoa. We normally have what we call in the radio industry a reveal clip here to prove you're right.
Sorry.
But Matt, as the dog owner,
don't
play it because it'll have the chime.
It's too early.
It's too early, man.
If it's before seven, that is out of order. That'll wake the whole house up.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a smart move. I don't want to do that to you all. So I'm just going to say, Debbie, congratulations. I'm looking forward to Benidorm. We're going to send you some show logo tattoos. Keep up the great work and thanks for tuning in on 80s.
Thank you.
Well done, Debs.
Bye-bye. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio on your Thursday morning. Coming up in about 15 minutes' time, 10 Weeks of Tickets is back. Your chance to see the Manic Street Preachers and Sway together at last. But first, as promised, it's a social ammunition with Matt Dyson. Matt, what's trending? What's going on?
Well, a big update first on the footballer nighttime foot rub story that we covered earlier in the week. Frank Lampard has put to bed the being put to bed story, basically. Okay. So let's relive Wayne Rooney's revelation from earlier in the week.
You had dinner, you're just winding back and you have a massage.
I used to get one about nine, but then always after me was the last ones was JT and Lamps. And then they used to get Bill, who was the Chelsea masseuse, was in there. He'd massage them. And then they'd go in bed and they'd go in, they'd get the feet out the end of the bed, he'd massage the feet, massage the feet till he fall asleep, and then he'd tuck them in. Do you understand?
Not true. Not true. I mean, a lovely story, you know, for clicks, but not true, according to the man himself, Frank Lampard. He's been talking to Chappers on some BBC podcasting. Here he is.
Yeah, I need to have a word with him because he's... I call it selective memory, or will I call it... I don't know what I'll call it. I don't know, maybe he's got the wrong end of the stick. I certainly never had my feet rubbed to make me fall asleep in my room. Absolutely didn't happen. I've got witnesses. Speak right to Billy, get him on or whatever, but it didn't happen. But listen, I'm all fair game. I don't mind at all. I'm very relaxed about it.
He would say that though, wouldn't he?
He would. He's denied it.
Also, he really emphasises the word feet. He goes, I didn't have my feet rubbed.
Oh, wow. So potential.
And then goes, I'm really relaxed about it at the end.
Yeah, no word from JT. He's not commented at all.
And if it did happen, JT was wearing a full Chelsea kit as well, even at that.
Of course he was.
But no, I mean, I know Frank Lampard a little bit. He's a lovely man, and it's just sad that he's had to come out
deny the rumours.
And has to deny. I think this is pure, and I don't like this word, but I think this is pure bants.
Yes.
From Rune Dog.
Do you think so?
I think that's what's happening here.
The weird thing is, the Hypebeast One World producer Mark knows Billy. He's Billy.
Well, he's under the desk right now. He's the only way he gets through a show.
He has a connection to Billy, so we can get it straight from the horse's mouth.
Let's find out.
Oh, can brilliant. You? He says he can do it, so hopefully.
The Hypebeast One World lives about 2 minutes away from Billy the masseuse.
Wow.
So what we're saying is, at some point this afternoon, just before the school run, if you could just...
Yeah.
Billy, I've got a big question
and
for
Billy,
you.
And Mark will say, can you rub my feet until I fall asleep, please, Billy? Yeah. Like you used to do with JT and Lamps. And then staying with Frank's.
Oh.
It's a Frank special.
Okay.
An AI Sinatra tackling Eminem. Prepare yourself for this. Okay. It's amazing.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, there's vomit on a sweater already. Mom's spaghetti's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. He keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. Choking now, everybody's choking now.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Wow.
It's like a young Sinatra doing Lose Yourself.
It really sounded like Panic at the Disco, is what it sounded like.
Yeah,
you smash those two things together.
That's what you get. It's cropped up on Seth Davis, the drummer, on Instagram, his feed. See, sometimes AI can be good. Listen to the chorus bit. It's great.
You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it.
Swing gangster rap.
You only get one shot to none. There's your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
I'll share the story on my Instagram. You'll be talking about it later, and I saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Allow me to present to you the topic du jour. And I'm taking inspiration from a moment that happened live on air on Monday morning's breakfast show, a moment that shook us all. Here we go.
Can I tell you a very quick fact about Johnny Marr?
Oh. No. Let's move on. Yeah, of course you can.
He gave me my university degree.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did you buy? Wow.
Because he was...
what do you want? I'll have a 2-1. Okay, right, yeah, no problem. There you go. Did he? How? Why?
He was the honorary professor at... Salford University, where I went. So, you know, at the ceremony, he gave me my
degree. That is so cool. It's been living rent-free in the front of my brain all week, that little fact. I love it. I really do. So, yes, you're not mistaken. Anna Geary was given her honours degree by the legend that is Johnny Marr. I mean, just amazing. And you shared a picture. It really did happen. I don't know. You didn't make it up.
Yeah.
You're not Wayne Rooney. You wouldn't make these things up, would you?
Mark hasn't aged a bit, has he?
No.
It's amazing. Yeah.
What are you saying about Anna?
I mean, like me!
That was awful, wasn't it?
I'm trying Anna to find the way to get
then,
out
then. She looks great now.
I'm not talking you to you
look,
anymore.
No, you looked
Dyson.
Very young. You looked very young.
But Johnny Marr looks like he's been cryogenically frozen since then, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly the same.
I get your point. I was only kidding. So the topic du jour, based on Anna being given her honours degree by music legend Johnny Marr, I want to know from you at 8, 12, 15, have you ever received a certificate, an award, recognition of any kind from a celebrity? Like, for example, when I was given my first television radio industry award, it was given to me by Sandy Toksvig.
Very cool.
Yeah, tick that box. So it's over to you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, 10 weeks of tickets wants to send you to see the Manic Street Preachers and Suede together on one stage at Dreamland in Margate. And all you need to do is play our Manic mix-up. And hoping to identify the two songs contained within is Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. Michelle works for the local council. She listens to Absolute Radio on the main station. Then she does some 80s. And then, get this, everyone, she's even been known, between us, to listen to some 90s as well.
Michelle.
Michelle, you're fiddling with our network. You're using the Rayo app like only a person should. It's incredible from you, Michelle. Listen, I'm going to play the little Manic mix-up again to give you another chance to make sure your answer's correct. Here we go. I think that last bit contained the name of the song in it, didn't it? Okay, name those two songs, Michelle.
It was Beautiful Ones and Motorcycle Emptiness.
Correct, yes. Well done, excellent Woo! Work. Michelle, you clearly know your music. You clearly have great taste. I've got to ask
you. Two of my favourite bands.
Two of your favourite bands together. I'm so pleased. And in Margate as well, which is just so cool.
You're literally in dreamland.
You're literally in dreamland. I've got to ask you, who in your opinion is the headliner of those two?
Yes.
Oh, that's so difficult.
Yeah. We've been talking about it all week. Who do you think should close the show?
If I had to pick one, I would say Suede.
I love them both.
I love them, mate. So I'm
the
going
nation
Suede.
Is split on
I'm
this,
going
though,
Suede as well. Yeah, we should have a debate about this on BBC One. I think we're going to have to sort this out, aren't we? Michelle, lovely having you on the show. Thanks for tuning in so many wonderful ways, and enjoy the gig. We'll speak to you real soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well done, Michelle.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And after Anna revealed that she received her degree from legend Johnny Marr earlier in the week, and as I said at the time, it's been living rent-free in my brain. I can't stop thinking about it. I thought the only way to boot him out would be to ask you, did you ever receive a certificate, an award, recognition of any kind from a celeb? And if so, what and who? Now, the number's 8, 12, 15. Please do get in touch. And joining us right now on line one is Stephen. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Stephen, welcome to the show. So, let's go back in time, shall we? You said you were younger when this happened to you. How old were you at the time?
I was probably about 11 or 12 years old, I think.
12 years old. Okay. Now, what were you competing in?
It was a six-a-side football tournament for the Sleaford Festival of Sport in Lincolnshire.
It's a big one. I think we all know what it is. So it was a six-a-side tournament. Were you playing alongside your best pals? Was it like one of those fond, summery memories from childhood?
Yeah. It was about 2 years ago. It was way back when. Yeah, I can't really remember, to be honest.
Right, okay. But you do remember that you were the victor that day, weren't you?
Oh, yes, we were, yeah.
Can you remember the score?
No, but we were reigning champions for about 3 years in a row.
So it comes time for the trophy presentation. First of all, tell us a little bit, what did the trophy look like?
It was your standard little football trophy, marble base, little tower, footballer kicking a ball on top.
Lovely stuff. So you got a few of those in your bedroom, haven't you?
TSB seven-a-side tournament.
Of course. Stephen, my one a week, kin, don't you? He makes me go to Timpson's after every show and
keep
and
them in the living room on display, all of them still.
He's getting the summer 2024 one after the show today.
I love a good shield.
So, Stephen, you're receiving this trophy. You're 11, 12 years old. You're the reigning champs when it comes to local six-a-side football. Tell everybody which celebrity gave you the trophy.
It was that sporting great, Fatima Whitbread.
Fatima Whitbread, everyone! Whoa. Oh my goodness, me an icon. Matt, tell us how iconic Fatima is.
Fatima Whitbread, MBE, by the way. She was Sports Personality of the Year in 87. She won medals at Seoul in 88, LA in 84, gold at the World Championships in Rome in 87. She's massive.
She's a legend. So, Stephen, what was it like to meet the great Fatima Whitbread?
I was awestruck. Yeah, speechless.
Did she have the full... was she holding a javelin? But, I mean, was she wearing, like, a tracksuit? Or, you know, did she have any of that shot put in one hand?
Lives her life.
Did she just run off and do a high jump at the end?
Running spikes on,
I mean,
yeah.
Did she have, like, the stuff on? Did she look full Fatima for us?
No, but she did present the trophies in the javelin throw, so, yeah, way off.
Oh, Stephen, it's been lovely speaking with you about these fond, treasured memories. We'll speak to you again real soon.
Thank you. Bye now.
Nice one, Stephen. Keep them coming. 8:12:15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So by asking the question, have you ever received a certificate or award or recognition of any kind from a celebrity, we've stumbled across an interesting fact here. There is one celebrity who is more hardworking than any other when it comes to this specific field, pardon the pun, of handing over awards to members of the public. He's got his own subsection, and we're going to enjoy it right now. Dave, I was given my Sports Day certificate for breaking the school record in javelin by Chris Akabusi.
I knew you were going to say that.
I knew it was coming. Hazel from Guildford. I received a certificate at school from Chris Akabusi. Awooga! This concludes. Not me, but my wife was presented with her Sports Day participation award by, yes, you've guessed it, Chris Akabusi, everyone! And that's Akabusi from Jason file. In Southampton. Well done. And a big shout out to Chris Akabusi. Yes. Changing lives.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We've spent a portion of the show, of course, with your help, as we always need your help on these things, discussing have you ever received a certificate or award or recognition of any kind from a celebrity. What a journey it's been. As I say, thanks so much for getting in touch with us. Mike in Essex says, Dave, when I was about 10, I got a poetry prize from Daniel Day-Lewis.
That's very cool.
Wow.
His dad.
Right.
Cecil Day-Lewis, who was the poet laureate at the time.
Oh, was he?
Oh, so he's a nepo baby.
Yeah.
I've lost all respect for him.
Also a Millwall fan. Not many people know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a fact for you. Morning, Dave. Another David here. As a boy of around 14, I received my bronze Duke of Edinburgh award from Jasper Carroll.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah, that's good.
Huge.
And finally, Gemma's got in touch saying, morning, Dave, morning, team. My husband and his class were once given their medals in primary school for Sports Day by PM Tony Blair. Ooh. When it came time to put the medal over my husband's head, it wouldn't fit. And Tony had a small chuckle to himself over my husband's young but extremely large cranium. scarring the lad for life there. Thank you, Gemma. As I say, thank you, everybody, for sharing your tales.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's Absolute Radio, where real music matters on your Thursday morning. So let's bring those two things together, shall we? We don't normally do shout-outs here on this show, but just after nine is shout-out time. And as we're nearly at the end of the week, we have a returning favourite in the shape of the nearly the end of the working week music quiz. So I've taken a snippet from nearly the end of a song
from across the Absolute Radio network. Correctly identify the band or artist and the song and have yourself said shout out. So this little ditty is coming up on Absolute Radio Noughties. And this is nearly the end of the song.
Yes, I think I know it.
If Glenn's confused, the nation's confused. Okay, I'm going to play it again. It is the nearly the end of the working week music quiz. Who's this? I want your names, your answers, where you are, maybe a flavour of what you're up to. Send it all along to 8, 12, 15, just after 9 is shout-out time. But before that, let's squeeze in one more song, shall we?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning and it is just after 9, which means shout out time. And of course, as is the new tradition on this particular day of the week, you earn your shout out by taking part in the nearly the end of the working week quiz. I played you a snippet from nearly the end of a song that we're going to be playing on Absolute Radio Noughties. Here's what I played you moments ago. Could you identify it? Even the team were stumped? Well, let me reveal. It was Fall Out Boy, Thanks for the Memories.
Oh.
And even though Old Swiss is on holiday at the moment, his tentacles still reach to the playlist. Carly in Newport on her way to work as a dog walker. Congratulations, you got it right, as did Paul, the Open Reach engineer in Middlesbrough. Andy with an I and Andy with a Y, trying to avoid any work at all in Newcastle. Max and Jess at Cellar Supplies. Oh, are we talking about that now? I thought that was underground. Ellis from Chile. Ellis from Chile Bexley sat in the office with not much to do. Chris in Nottingham out delivering unnecessary junk that people don't need. Chris and I are very much alike. Diane from Cavers Wall working in a really hot lab in front of a furnace at 950 degrees. Well done, everybody. It was Fall Out Boy. Thanks for the memories. And, of course, the nearly the end of the working week music quiz will return to The Breakfast Show next Thursday.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning, and right now on The Breakfast Show, it is time once again for a round of this.
Five players, £5,000 with Wix.
Yes, five players, £5,000 with Wix. Oh, by the way, get your garden ready this summer. Find everything you need, including garden storage, furniture and dining sets from Wix. Just go to the website wix.co.uk. I just wanted to say that. Now, as we know, Wix gave listener Susan £5,000 last Friday. They then came back to us and said we'd like to give somebody the chance to win a Wix gift card, also worth £5,000. That's a lot of rattan, isn't it? It's a lot, of rattan. And playing this morning on line one, we have John. Good morning, John.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello, John. Welcome along to the show. John, I'm presuming you're up in the northeast. Which bit are you in?
Yeah, Sunderland.
Sunderland. Are you a Sunderland supporter?
Oh, Sunderland till I die.
Yeah. Have we seen you crying on Netflix, John?
No, I hid out the way the cameras.
Very wise.
I was drowned in my tears.
And that's just the opening music by the Lake Poets. Yeah, it brings a tear to my eye. It really does. Beautiful. Of course, yeah. John, as a Charlton Athletic fan, we've got a lot of history together, Charlton and Sunderland, haven't we?
Oh, my God, yes. Can you remember 1997? Was it 97?
98, I was there. Was there, John?
I was there, mate. I was there.
Oh, man, what
the
a game.
The Donker final, was
yeah,
that?
The Climbing Donker final. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and do you know what? I went on to actually manage Clive Mendonca, where he's working now.
Oh, because he's a truck driver, isn't he? Yeah.
No. Where I used to work previous to that, before I come on to be a truck driver.
Oh.
He was there. Yes, I don't know if I can say it, but...
Yeah, go on.
He worked at Nissan.
Yeah, he worked at Nissan because I did a Legends charity game with him, and I knew that's where he was working. So you were his governor.
Yes, and do you know what? I wanted to sack him
after his heroics in '98.
Yeah, but he was a brilliant worker. He was a brilliant guy. He's a Sunderland supporter, and his exact words is, I was employed to do a job, and I done my job. I went, you did, but unfortunately, it was against us.
Yeah, no, well, I've had the pleasure of meeting him. He's a Charlton legend, that's for sure. Listen, John, I'm sure that the listeners would want us to talk about lower league football from 25 years ago for the rest of the show, but it's time to get on with the business of spinning the random player generator. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Dyson. Anna Geary. Glenn Moore. Free choice. Matt Dyson. Scatty Matty. Whoa, okay. Get out of here, you. Matt's left the studio. Well, he's now left the studio. John, I'm going to give you five first names. You give me a second name that you hope will make up the name of a professional footballer from any league or tournament in the world, from any period in history. We're hoping for Matt Dyson to give me the same five surnames. If so, you can have £5,000 worth of Wickes gift card. So, our first name this morning, coincidentally, is the name John.
Oh, John, John, Christ, John. That's a good one. It's got us thinking already. John, John, John. Oh, come on. Your mind's gone blank. John, John. John, 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 John. John O'Shea.
Wow. Okay. Niall.
Quinn.
Well, honestly, we have no idea who we're going to be getting on. That is amazing. That's a Sunderland legend right there, isn't it?
It's got to be Niall Quinn. As soon as you said Niall,
I can't believe Niall's come up. Goodness me.
If he says it's anything else, it's a fix.
Okay, your next name is Jermaine.
Defoe.
Great.
Daniel.
Oh, do you know what? No, I should have changed that with the one. Daniel, Sturridge.
Sturridge.
Nice.
And finally, the name is Luke. L-U-K-E.
Sure.
Luke Shaw.
Yes.
Okay, John, nicely done. We have your five players' name. No, it's good, man. Stay right there. I'm going to play a song for everybody. Then Matt Dyson is in play. Wait right there, John.
Five players. £5,000 with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five players. £5,000 with Wix.
If you're just joining us here on The Breakfast Show, listener John in Sunderland has given us his five players' names, and Matt Dyson is now back in the studio, ready to try and win John £5,000 to spend at Wickes. John, good luck. Here we go. Matt Dyson, first player's name that springs to mind when I say John.
Barnes.
Oh.
What? Fashionu?
Yeah. O'Shea.
Aldridge. O'Shea.
Why did everyone say Stones?
Stones.
It's the most current John.
Well, that's true. That is the new method. Go for the England
that's
squad.
That's the method.
Yeah, that's true.
Instead, remember we used to do opposites. It was a nice thing. Adam. Eve.
I mean, O'Shea seems like, I suppose, did he play for Sunderland? I think I remember him on Sunderland Till I Die.
We've actually, obviously, it's totally random, but we've got a lot of former Sunderland players in here.
Right, I should have thought about that.
Which I can divulge now we know that John hasn't won the gift card. Sorry, John.
Sorry, John.
No bother.
Let's go through the remaining ones. I can't believe this came up. We spent so long talking about Sunderland.
It's
and the
not
second
Clive.
Niall.
Ah, Quinn.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Only one
A friend of mine met Niall Quinn in a restaurant a few years ago, and he put a photo on Facebook, and in the photo he was squeezing Niall Quinn's head. Yeah. And I said, why are you doing that? I said, can I have a photo of you? And he said, yeah. And he said, can I squeeze your head? And Niall Quinn went, yeah.
What the hell?
Wow.
That's amazing. You know, we've not had a shocking celebrity anecdote during £5,000 for a while, Glenn, so thanks for that.
I really want to see this picture.
I'll try and dig it out.
Yeah,
please do.
I'm going to tell that story at Jimmy Bullard's pub next time I bob in. Thanks, Anna. Okay,
wow.
Where were we? Jermaine.
Defoe.
Correct, yeah. Another Sunderland
legend.
Daniel.
Sturridge is the main one.
Luke.
Sturridge or Amakachi. Sure.
Yeah. Oh. Which means it is four out of five.
Oh,
and
no.
John's undoing was the name John. There we go. That's how the cookie crumbles on Five Players, Five Grand. Listen, John, it has been a pleasure having you on the show. So lovely to reminisce about what was a very special day in my life back in the playoff final in 98 between Charlton and the wonderful football club Sunderland. Because we've been so kind of linked together over the last 20 odd years, I've had the opportunity to meet and hang out with and have a beer with so many Sunderland fans, and you're a great set of folks. So thank you for tuning into the show, John. We'll speak to you real soon.
Thanks, Neil. Bye.
Well done, man. Take care. Bye-bye.
Five Players, Five Grand with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Time once again to bid you farewell and to thank you for tuning into the show. You can listen back to everything that you loved about it in the brand new Rayo app, or of course the latest edition of the podcast, which is all of the talky bits glued together, is about to drop. But Matt, it needs a title.
Yes.
You know what? I think this is the three strongest contenders we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got, courtesy of Debbie, early doors, I'm taking you to Benidorm on my chest.
Yes.
We've got, was she holding a javelin? And we've got Delia Smith's surprisingly big hands.
Rich pickings.
What's it to be?
There have been so many, and they're the best three. Debbie was amazing on the Ink Tank. Going full Fatima was a lovely concept as well, but I think we have to go with Delia Smith's surprisingly big hands.
Okay. The man has spoken, and therefore the podcast is named. Right, Leona's going to be here next with the Tea Break Trivia, plus the details that you need to enter a competition that could see you win £250,000 tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.